Now, I'm quite aware that I haven't been up here yet, so if you don't know me, I'm Dave. Hi. And I'm going to do a couple points for us this morning. First of all, God challenges us. It works quite well when we listen to him, and that often leads to us growing. So I actually have a challenge for some people this morning. It does involve origami. I'm going to warn you now. I'd like 3 or 4 volunteers, please. I am recommending adults, who, although young helpers are welcome. So if you have any young helpers, like William seems quite keen there. Do you want to come up, Ruth, and kind of give us a hand? I think Mr. Morley, you want to have a go? One more volunteer. I'm looking nearer the back this time. Oh, go on, Peter. We've got one more. Anyone from the back have? Oh. So I'm not actually going to tell you what they're going to make until later. I want a bit of a surprise. So you got enough space there, guys? Do you want to bring it out a bit? Yep. You got enough space? So if we could try and keep the screen off them, I'm going to come over this way a little bit. Can you all see me on that side? Come forward a little bit. So we're talking about challenge. We saw Luke just then. He had a bit of a challenge. Quite hot-headed, I think. He was very keen. He knew that he had to save everyone with his X-Wing fighter. I do quite like Star Wars, so it's nice to have a clip. And he wanted to rush so much that he actually couldn't focus on what he was being told to do. And I'm aware that quite a lot of us rush, especially coming here this morning. I was quite rushed this morning. I don't like getting up early. It's just how I am. So I actually thought that we'd take a moment to close our eyes and to try and put all those other things apart from this out of our mind. So if we'd like to close our eyes, there are so many things going on around us. Let's try and put them aside. There are so many things after this, so many thoughts that may be going on in our heads right now, but let's put them aside. There's so many things that we could be doing right now, but let's put them aside so that we can focus clearly and hopefully hear from God this morning. So if you'd like to open your eyes, I thought that might be a good start to this morning, actually being able to listen. Listen like actually Harry did this morning, didn't he? He had to listen to learn all of his commands. They weren't always easy commands, and he didn't always understand why he had to listen to them. But he tried anyway, and he did put up some resistance. Let's face it, Paul, was there a lot of resistance from Harry? Quite a lot of resistance. If any of you have trained puppies, you know it takes a lot of time and often a lot of treats. Hint there. So there's so many things that we need to just listen to in order to do them, sometimes before we quite understand. And that's quite a lot of a challenge, because Luke didn't get that challenge, did he? He didn't understand why at all that he had to actually slow down. It wasn't him trying, but it was just doing. It wasn't him going and saving everyone, but it was trying to listen to this wider force. And I feel that God for us is this wider force, is actually knows so much better than all we have. There's such a big path set out for us, and quite often we're focused on the small things. Just going to check on how we're doing over here. How are we doing? Stage one is a good start. So, looking good. Stephen's going in. I don't know whether that's a good or a bad sign. But we've heard about how Harry has had to listen and doesn't quite understand, and it was a challenge for him. We've heard about how Luke was really challenged, and he definitely wasn't listening at all. But what about Isaac? We heard Rosie read out a little bit about Isaac. Now, he wasn't in a very good situation at that time. He was in a place of famine. I mean, he had no food, no water, lots of family to look after, lots of cattle, and he was a farmer, so he had lots of cattle to look after, but it just wasn't happening. So he thought, he tried for himself. He thought, I'm going to go down to Egypt because that's a good place. There'll be food there. That's sensible, right? I think so. But God said to him, stay where you are. That's a bit of a challenge. I don't know if any of us have had challenges quite as big as that. We saw how Harry managed a small challenge, how Luke didn't even quite manage his challenge, but Isaac has managed to do this quite exceptional challenge. And like the other two, there was some resistance. God had to actually appear to Isaac for him to listen. I think that means he was putting up quite a bit of resistance, probably not just a little amount, but God had to actually show up and be like, stay where you are. It takes quite a lot for us to be put in our place sometimes, doesn't it? When God says, stay where you are, we often try and get around it. And I thought I'd share a little bit of a story about me, how I actually ended up here. Because I am from the Southwest. I'm a Bristolian. So a couple of cheers, got a couple in the crowd. That's always nice. But I had a job. I had my own plan of what I was going to do. I worked in the fitness industry, and I was about to set up my own business. And God said, no, you're not. I wasn't quite ready for that. So he actually said to me one morning, I used to pray on the way to work every single morning, and for one day he answered it, 2 days, and 3 months later he'd answered my prayers in small ways, not often the ways I expected, but he answered them anyway because he knows better than I do. And one morning I prayed, I sense you're calling me to something that isn't here. If you want to kind of tell me what that is, that would be great. And I thought, I'll listen, it'll be easy, it'll be like, go to the other side of Bristol, talk to some people, that'd be fun. But I got halfway through my shift, and God said, no, you're going to leave your job. I was a bit surprised by that, and I was like, prove it, because I put up my resistance, just as I'm sure most of us would do, and just before the end of my shift, I got offered a promotion to a job which I would absolutely hate. And I was like, really? You haven't just done that. So God is quite spectacular. And within a month, I hadn't even heard of Ely at that time. I was living here within a month. I left. I moved out of my family home for the first time. And I haven't looked back because actually God has a better plan. It's quite spectacular, that, isn't it? But often we see challenges as roadblocks. I saw my leaving the fitness industry as potentially a roadblock for me. I had a very good plan, or so I thought. But God has a different one. And we often see these challenges, like I said, as roadblocks. So we hit them, and we're stuck. And we get stuck in traffic behind. That person got stuck and then sat there for ages. But I want us to think of challenges as not a roadblock, but as an opportunity to grow. Because the good thing about roadblocks, they got some height. So if you can climb on top of them, then you're growing up. I think that's a good idea. And I think quite often we have to listen to how to get over these roadblocks. Because I didn't know how to get over my roadblocks. I'm sure many of us have challenges, big or small, whether it's family, work. It can be a bit of a challenge just to listen to the first step of how to get over this roadblock. Because we may be trying to get round it, but there may be steps or a ladder on the front if we listen to where it actually is. I'm looking over there. I'm hoping I'm going to have a visual in a minute. But we're going to go for it. So I think it's a really good opportunity to pray into this because still on stage one, that's a good sign. I did do some in advance. So we do have some. We do have Peter's done. Well, there's always one. But it's a lovely reminder of this promise that God makes that when we listen to him, and he gave this promise to Isaac, to Abraham before him, that all the nations on earth will be a blessing for themselves through their descendants, as many as the stars in the sky. Cue visual. May I have?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd like to say.
As many as the stars in the sky. See what I tried to do there? But God has made this amazing promise to all of us. It's not just Isaac and Abraham. I'm going to leave them to it. Just let them carry on. It's really good. But God has made this amazing promise to all of us that it's not just the big things that he's going to be in our lives for. It's not just the massive challenges that are too big for us. It's the small things as well. It's what am I going to do today? And he wants us to be a blessing. When we listen, we have an opportunity to be a part of his plan. It's not just about what we're trying to do. It's what God wants us to do. We don't have to. I mean, Isaac, after this, put up quite a bit of resistance. He went wrong a few times, and I'm sure that we're all going to go wrong a few times as well. But things often go better when we listen to God. So the 3 points that I set out at the start, I hope that I've got them across clearly, that God challenges us. He does that quite a lot. It goes quite well when we listen. And that we have an opportunity to grow. Really brilliant opportunity to grow. And so I thought now would be a good time to get some response from you guys. Not those guys there doing their thing. But we're going to have a time of response. Lovely. And I've got one question for you all. Split into two parts because I wanted to cheat a little bit. So when we face challenges, how are we going to think about them as opportunities to grow? And can you think of any examples from your own life? This may be where you've had to listen to other people. It may be where you've had to pray and listen to God. But I'll just give you a couple of minutes now to think about how we all face challenges, so how are we going to see them as opportunities to grow? So if you turn in your pews.